This is the 19 in 19 minutes or less game-changing insights from Orange Label, the leading response marketing agency for established retail brands that are driven by a fearless entrepreneurial mindset. Hello and welcome to the 19 Retail. I'm Rochelle Ryder, president of Orange Label. Today we're going to be talking about the buyer's journey. Whether you're in B2B or B2C, this topic is likely part of your day-to-day. It sure is for Michael Scharf, CEO of Evolve Technologies. Evolve is a company that solves growth challenges in businesses by utilizing artificial intelligence, or AI, to create better customer experiences. With over two decades of digital commerce and retail expertise, Michael has built and managed highly successful omnichannel and e-commerce businesses across the globe. Michael, welcome to the 19. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, tell me a little about your background in retail.
Well, I got my start selling stereos out of my first apartment in college. So I've been in retail pretty much my entire life. I actually left college, I decided to go into retail and started in consumer electronics out on the West Coast, and then ultimately ended up working for several large national brands like Best Buy and Toys R Us and Sears Canada and Staples. And I had a great career in retail. I spent the first part of my career as a merchant, you know, working my way up through the buying organization. And then in 1999, when I joined Best Buy, pivoted over to the digital side of the business and have really been steeped in e-commerce and digital ever since. And have really learned a lot along the way and learned to love retail really just as a practice kind of end to end. So it's been fantastic. And for the last several years, prior to joining Evolve, I was serving as an advisor to a bunch of technology companies, primarily servicing retailers, and then launched Evolve 2 years ago to help continue that journey.
That's awesome. So you've seen it in the brick and mortar state and the e-commerce state.
Very early on, long before e-commerce was a twinkle in anybody's eye, and then all the way up to today where it's driving everything we do as consumers.
That's fantastic. It's great to have you here today. So what are the biggest shifts you've seen in the retail industry over the past year?
Well, obviously, the last year, I think, had some external factors that have significantly influenced retail. Obviously, COVID really caused a sea change in terms of how brands were thinking about engaging with consumers, primarily based on need. The trends, though, are trends that have been going on for a long time. There's been an ongoing shift from brick and mortar to multi-channel, omni-channel, seamless channel, whatever you want to call it, but really to using a whole variety of channels for consumers to engage. And I think what happened is COVID really accelerated that transition, probably 5, maybe as much as 10 years for almost every industry. And it also helped industries that were really laggards in digital commerce, think grocery stores, financial institutions, really get forced into digital as a primary engagement means and really had to step up their game. I think in terms of the biggest single impact, it was really around supply chain and logistics. The biggest challenge was how can you get products to consumers when they couldn't come to your stores, even if 95% of your retail transactions still took place in stores. Mm-hmm. So we saw, dramatic accelerations, not only of things like, same day delivery and next day delivery, but curbside pickup and, click and collect and lockers. So companies got really innovative around finding ways to get products to consumers as quickly and safely as possible, which I think is going to yield a lot of long-term benefit on both sides of the equation.
Sure, sure. So how has e-commerce changed, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, e-commerce, because of the advent of multi-channel years ago, it really became a multi-mode method of engagement. So not only did it become a primary source for information, but also shopping across different channels. So today, virtually every transaction has some level of digital engagement associated with it, whether it's a high ticket purchase that somebody really wants to do in person, they're going to do all the research online. They might be doing buy online, pick up in store. People are going from desktop to mobile to tablet. To in-store kiosks. So there's really been an evolution in e-commerce to become part of the transaction process or the journey for every single customer engagement with a brand these days. And it's really important to understand that the metrics you need to look at really span all of those different types of touch points. It's not just about what you sell on your website, but it's about how do you engage customers? How do you drive them to stores? How do you find repeat business? How do you show them new items? So there's a whole host of things that e-commerce has become central to around that digital experience.
Sure. So what opportunities do you see that become available to brands because of that evolution?
Well, probably the biggest opportunity is also the biggest challenge. It's how do you, as a brand, become fluent in engaging with customers in multiple touch points. And if you think about the legacy retail brands, they really built up their core competencies around the in-store experience and how do you create a great physical environment or how do you service customers with really rapid logistics or low prices. So now all brands need to be experts at digital from a user experience standpoint and understanding that seamless integration of digital into their broader channels. Clearly, if it's a digital first company, they have some advantages in the digital space, but where they then have challenges is how do they figure out what the opportunity is for building physical infrastructure to meet those customers where they want to be. And we're starting to see a lot more digital brands move into the physical space like Amazon and, Warby Parker and others who've realized that there's a role for both channels, both the physical channel and the digital channel in that customer journey. So the key is to really understand the power of each channel and how it can enhance your overall customer experience and customer engagement and leverage the channels together to create that best possible experience.
Sure. So now you're having to maximize both physical.
It's a lot of work. It's
and
hard.
Digital. Right. So Evolve is specifically around AI. Can you share how brands can use AI to better serve its customers?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think about the complexity of the experiences that brands are faced with trying to create for customers today, there are almost limitless number of ways a customer can interact with a brand. If you think about a typical customer journey on a website, there are dozens of pages with literally thousands of different elements across those pages. And you've got all of your customer history, you've got your interactions across channel, and there's an enormous amount of complexity in trying to understand how to create the right customer experience for that customer at that point in time, because customers are always changing what their goals are. So leveraging AI allows brands to use the power of machine learning and artificial intelligence and big data to really understand how to best serve each customer at a given point in time based upon their customer's objectives in real time. And that's really something that can't be done without the power of AI. It's really impossible to look through all of that data and quickly and efficiently make decisions and then serve up different experiences in your digital channels to help optimize the customer's journey.
How does a better experience translate to value for consumers?
Yeah, that one actually is pretty easy. So for most customers, when you're faced with a really complex set of user journeys on a website, what you're looking for is you want to get to your experience, the thing you're trying to accomplish, whether it's make a purchase or sign up for a credit card or, check the balance on the payment. You want to do it as easy and intuitively as possible. And using AI, we can help understand what the customer's objectives are within a journey and try to serve up the right experience to help them get to their goals as soon as possible. So really, the whole goal is to try to create the best possible experience for the consumer to meet their goals with that digital engagement. And that's not, again, something you can't do with a standard generic website that's designed to serve all customers at all times for all purposes. So really, it's about trying to meet the customer where they are and help them get to their objective as fast as possible in a really friendly way.
Do you have an example of a brand that has transformed the way they do business through AI?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't share specific names, but we have one client who's a major telecommunications company, and their customers were really struggling with the checkout process on their website. So we went in with them. We did a bunch of experimentation around what types of things were being shown through that journey. And what we found was we were able to compress the number of pages in the checkout funnel from 7 to 2. And then we also found there were a number of extraneous items on the experience itself, on that final page, that were distracting customers and confusing them when they were trying to figure out what was it they needed to do just to complete a transaction. So by suppressing or hiding or moving some of those elements around, we were able to make a much cleaner experience so they could actually get through their transaction faster. So it yielded an easier journey for the consumer, made it much easier for them to figure out what they wanted to do, and a higher conversion rate, which benefited the brand because they were able to see more customers transacting on their website.
That's amazing. So what are the KPIs that you look at for that, for example? So time on site, increased conversion?
Yeah, it really depends on what the objective is. So we work with brands across a whole bunch of different industries and a whole bunch of different goals. For most traditional retailers, obviously the primary objective is going to be creating an optimal experience to a transaction. But we work with companies in financial services who might be looking to improve, you know, the speed at which somebody can apply for a credit card, or an affiliate site where you've got somebody shopping for cars and they want to click through off an information site to a dealer site. Or it could be, you know, a manufacturer who's looking to drive traffic to their retail endpoints. So really the KPI for each optimization is based on what the goal is of the user journey that we're working on. Our whole system anchors around whatever that KPI is that the brand wants to focus on, we can help improve that KPI.
Awesome. Awesome. And how do you suggest brands maximize their impact through AI? What's the process work with you?
Yeah. So for us, you know, one of the fundamental components is really thinking very differently about optimization and experimentation. Traditionally, it's been a very linear, slow process where you test individual ideas one at a time or maybe a couple at a time. And for us, you know, we like to think about optimization at what we call AI scale. So it's how do you take huge numbers of ideas from across your organization that you think might improve the customer journey and then try to create a system and a set of optimizations to test multiple ideas concurrently. And not only looking for the best ideas out of that large pool, but also understand how the combinations of different changes affect the user journey. It's not just each change in isolation, but it's the overall experience that really impacts how the customer proceeds down that journey. So working with us, you know, we try to develop strategies around user journeys, not just individual pages or elements, and then create large numbers of ideas that we could start to optimize continuously. So we can continuously change the ideas we're testing and continually learn from the things that we've tried before and add new ideas and to continue to improve those experiences.
Sure. Now, are your clients' engagements typically a year, or are they longer term, or is it project-based? How does that work?
Yeah, so most of the clients we work with, we've been working with for several years. We're a relatively young company, but you know, we have clients that have been with us or our predecessor company for 3 or 4 years now. And you know, really it's around finding opportunities to continue to improve the user journey. It's not a static project type approach because the user journey and the competitive landscape and the nature of retail is ever changing. Sure. So you're always responding to seasonality, competitive pressures, new products, new capabilities. So optimization is not a one and done. It's really a way of thinking about how do you create great experiences every day and knowing that you're never going to get to the end point because the world's always changing around us.
Right, right. So how often do you check in or do you do the optimizations? Do you provide like a monthly report or?
Yeah, sure. It depends on the scale of the client. So we have some clients where we're running multiple optimizations concurrently across different parts of their user journey. But with everybody that we're working with, you know, we try to run optimizations that allow us to yield significant outcomes within 30 days. And we report out on each of our programs with each of our clients every week. So it's really a hands-on, you know, we're very much involved in helping drive the business outcomes and deliver real-time value to our clients. And then you know, we can run as many optimizations on a site as there's traffic and time and, you know, the intellectual horsepower to develop all the ideas for collectively between ourselves and our client teams.
Awesome. Do you have an example of a brand that has transformed the way that they do business through AI?
We have clients who have really shifted how they think about testing pretty dramatically from, as I mentioned earlier, this kind of linear stop-start project-oriented mode to really continuously thinking about how to change your user journey on a daily or weekly basis. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of examples, and that's really at the heart of what we try to help our clients achieve, which is that mindset change and the strategic change around optimization as something that you have to live and breathe every day, whether we're doing the work or the client's doing it or we're doing it together or with the service provider. But I think more broadly, if you look at the impact AI is having, it is really touching all parts of retail and commerce today, whether it's supply chain management to labor modeling in stores to store design and layout. It is a technology that's going to impact every aspect of business across virtually every industry over the coming decades. And we're really excited to be working on it now at the forefront of the user experience side.
What advice would you give brands looking to enhance their digital shopping experience?
Yeah, well, certainly call a ball. But I'd say first and foremost, you know, really understand the strategies that are going to help you, you know, think about the user journey, understand the complexity that exists in those user journeys, and start to think about all of the touch points that you have and what are the pain points that customers are experiencing today. So there's a lot of data most brands have through their analytics platforms or their customer feedback to help identify pain points. And when you get started trying to improve your user experience, really look for those easy, low-hanging fruit opportunities to create winning experiences quickly, and then gather more data. And as you learn more about the customer journey and where those pain points are, you've got a lot more data to look at to help solve those challenges and create better experiences ongoing. So, you know, it's always start with something simple, develop some confidence in your own perspectives and in the technologies, and then continue to scale and grow as you see what works.
I love the low-hanging fruit. Get the low-hanging fruit first. Mark it off the list.
It is. It's kind of amazing to me. You know, we're 20 plus years into this e-commerce journey, and there's still so much opportunity to improve user journeys and user experiences. And not a day goes by where I am on a website where I don't think of, you know, a dozen different things that could be changed to improve the experience. So it is definitely a lot of work to be had as an industry.
After a year that forced many companies to reevaluate and evolve the customer experience, we're so grateful for these tips that you shared with us today, Michael. Thank you for joining us on The 19.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you for listening to The 19 Retail Edition with Michael Scharf. To learn more about Evolve Technologies, check out our show notes or visit evolve.ai. That's evolve.ai. If you have additional thoughts on this topic, send us an email. You can send questions, comments, and more to info@orangelabeladvertising.com. A special thank you goes out to our contributors, studio manager Kelsey Phillips, Micah Panzich, who edits our show, and Ashley Reese, content writer. Be sure to subscribe to The 19 on iTunes and Google Play. And if you like what you heard today, leave us a review.